It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Now, on the line, we have the Opposition Leader, Mr. Chris Hipkins. Mōrena, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning, Chris.
Thank you so much for coming onto the program with us. I think we first wanted to just start off by talking about the Regulatory Standards Bill. The submissions closed yesterday. The principles behind it, I guess, are sort of in question. David Seymour's principles for what makes good law, in his mind, covers personal liberties, taking of property, taxes, fees and levies, the role of courts. If he added in other principles such as the right to good health care, honouring the Treaty of Waitangi, maybe reducing carbon emissions, would this then become a good and necessary bill, or is it just not necessary from the get-go?
Well, it's not necessary, and also, fundamentally, it's an attack on democratic norms. So in New Zealand, the idea that you should have superior rights because you own property to people who don't own property is an attitude that we should have, well, we did dispense with in the 19th century, and frankly, it should stay dispensed with. So, you know, the idea that if you own property, your rights are more important than the common public good is just wrong.
And David Seymour says that this bill is about adding transparency, not sort of enforcement. If this isn't the case, what do you think his motive is behind all of this?
Well, look, let's be clear. David Seymour is a neoliberal who thinks that the state should be as small as possible and that private property rights are the, you know, be-all and end-all, and that if the rich get richer, that everybody else will benefit from trickle-down economics. Well, we've had 40 years of that, and it's bullshit. It just doesn't happen.
And is this, if this bill does pass, are there options or avenues to remove it by a future opposition government, or once it's in, is it already in?
Yeah, we've said that we will repeal it. The Labor Party will repeal it within the first 100 days of becoming government, because we do see it as an absolute attack on democracy and an entrenchment of privilege that there's no way a Labor Party would ever support that.
And do you see this sort of Regulatory Standards Bill as a sort of doubling up of the Legislative Design Advisory Committee? Because don't they sort of already kind of regulate what's good law and things like that?
Well, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that New Zealand could do a better job with its lawmaking. So making sure that we're following the guidance of the Legislation Design Advisory Committee, that I know that's a bit of a mouthful, that would be a good place to start. But also the current government ramming everything through under urgency without doing all of the normal things that governments are supposed to do, like consulting with select committees and allowing members of the public to have their say. David Seymour was one of the worst offenders there. And so him saying that, oh, well, the quality of lawmaking needs to improve, except when it comes to laws that I want to do, I think just shows what a hypocrite he is.
Totally. I think the response rate to the submissions, I know a lot of people that have submitted in opposition against this bill. What's the likelihood of this impacting the bill passing?
David Seymour's already said that he's ignoring the submissions. He's basically said that people who make submissions are bots. They're real people. And I think the strong opposition to it is a sign that there is no mandate for this law change. It is an attack on democracy. It's an attack on the idea that all New Zealanders have a stake in the future of this country. And frankly, I think the National Party are the ones who should grow up here and pull the pin on it.
Now, moving on to sort of the US-Iran conflict happening at the moment, we've sort of seen a big escalation in the Middle East, in Iran, in the past few days. You know, even though we're sort of a small nation far away from the conflict, what are some things the New Zealand government should be doing right now to de-escalate the conflict that we're not doing right now?
I think the New Zealand government should take a principled stance consistent with New Zealand values, and that is to say that we think that the bombing's illegal. It hasn't been sanctioned by the United Nations. The US hasn't made the case that there was an imminent threat of an attack from Iran, and on that basis, it's an illegal bombing. And so we should say that, and we should say that the US should have stuck with negotiations with Iran rather than resorting to a military attack.
Yeah.
Totally.
And the Israel and now the US seem to have been instigating sort of this aggression towards Iran. As they say, Iran has nuclear weapons. If Iran did have nuclear weapons, does this worry you more than other nations such as Israel having nuclear weapons?
Well, well, you know, as a party, the Labor Party has a principled opposition to all nuclear weapons. We don't think that the world should have nuclear weapons. It's a, it, you know, there's a mutually assured destruction commitment there that we think is disastrous for the world. Anyone who deployed nuclear weapons would almost be, you know, against another power with nuclear weapons, would almost be certainly be met with nuclear weapons in retaliation, and the whole world would suffer as a result of that. And, you know, potentially catastrophically. And so I think, you know, nuclear weapons are disastrous, but the idea that you can bomb your way to preventing the proliferation of nuclear weapons is a similarly insane theory.
As the opposition, how would you critique the current government's response so far to the conflict?
I just think the New Zealand government needs to be a bit more principled in its position. They're all over the show, so you hear a different thing from Winston Peters and a different thing from David Seymour and a different thing from Christopher Luxon. They all seem to think that they are the supreme authority on all matters of foreign affairs, and yet they say different things. So, I mean, I think they should be more principled. I think if they properly articulated a principled foreign policy, which so far they haven't done because they're all saying different things, then it would be much easier to decipher where New Zealand's current government stands on these issues.
Mm. Hey, thank you so much, Chris Hipkins, for chatting to us this morning. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thanks, Chris.
Great to talk to you guys.
Cheers.
See ya.
Cheers, bye.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Yes. Insightful chat.
Very insightful chat.